This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. Next couple of weeks I want to do some items on offshore radio in the 60s through the 80s and even before here in Europe. Those music stations from the golden era of pop music that operated from ships to avoid domestic laws on broadcasting. These pirate radio stations in fact weren't illegal. Because they operated in international waters, depending on their ship's registration, their broadcasts most of the times were legal. Countries, however, can forbid their residents and domestic advertisers to contribute to those stations, and that is why they eventually ended. It was quite difficult to make such a station to a profitable business, and with the legal difficulties in their home country, it became simply too difficult and too expensive to keep such a station running, although there were some exceptions. The first offshore radio station, although not from sea, most probably was Radio Normandy. The station was a commercial station rivaling British BBC from the other side of the channel in French Normandy. The station started in 1931 by buying airtime of existing stations, later having an own transmitter in France. The BBC was not amused about the station. BBC expressly didn't broadcast on Sundays, only partly for religious reasons, and its management found it especially annoying that Radio Normandy brought dance music on Sundays, which proved to be immensely popular on the day the competition stayed silent. Radio Normandy had to stop when the Germans took over the station in 1941 to use it for their propaganda. The station didn't return after the war for three reasons: changes in British broadcasting regulations, French President Charles de Gaulle wasn't favorable towards the station, and a different attitude to radio listening by the public. This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.